Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Ches. We are holding on daf Nun Zayinam Beis. We are about eight lines from the end of the page at Itmar Hamalu Mikula Malgabe Hakevesh. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and the Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, the Shamash Levin Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Daniel Goldstein in honor of the 12th yahrzeit of his mother, June Goldstein, Sarah Chana Bas Mordechai Aryeh. The yahrzeit is Thursday. The Nishama Shavon Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to talk about today is we're going to have a machlokas whether the isra of kol shemimenu li'ishim that we learned about yesterday. We said that anytime you have a karban that some of it is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, there's an isra to bring the part that's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach up on the mizbeach. So we're going to have a machlokas whether that isra applies to bringing things on the kevesh as well, or is it only to be mala things on the mizbeach, be makter them al rosh Mizbeach. And we're going to have a source for each opinion, whether that is or applies to bring things on the ramp of the Mizbeach. That's going to lead into a discussion whether the Shtei Alechem can be brought as a Nedava, meaning we know that certainly the Tzibur is obligated to bring Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. But what if in the middle of the year they decide Shtei Alechem is a wonderful karban, so why don't we bring that as a nedava? So is that something a yachid, a tzibur, anybody is allowed to bring as a nedava? After all, it's one of the exceptions of a karban that has chametz. Generally, you're not allowed to bring karbanos that have chametz. Maybe so maybe that limits it in terms of nedava. Then the Gemara is going to have machlokas whether the iser is to bring kol shemimenu liishim, like we said yesterday, that it's dafka a karban that part of it is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Or is it no? Anything that's called a korban but doesn't belong on the mizbeach, there's an issur to bring on the mizbeach, regardless of whether mimenu liishim or not, regardless of whether some of it is brought on the mizbeach. So we're going to have two nafkaminas, two cases where you have something that is yes called a korban but is not mimenu liishim. So can you bring such things on the mizbeach? Then the Gemara is going to have a limud that the issur to bring sa'or on the mizbeach is even on less than a shear, and even on a taroves of sa'or, and that's going to lead into a machlokas whether a kometz is minimally shnei kezesim, or a kometz could be even smaller than shnei kezesim. And then on a beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how many malkios one gets for bringing both sa'or and dvash on the mizbeach. They're both usher to bring on the mizbeach. Is it one malkios, two malkios, three malkios, four malkios for bringing both sa'or and dvash? And that's going to lead us into a discussion of lav shabachlalos. When you have one pasuk that teaches us multiple isurim, do you get malchus for it? Do you not get malchus for it? If we say that we don't get malchus for it, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't get malchus for each of the various isurim that are alluded to in that pasuk, or that you don't get malchus for any of the various isurim that are alluded to in that pasuk? And that will bring us to the end of the daf. So let's begin eight lines from the end of the page on daf nun zayin and beis. Itmar hamalim ikulam. If a person brings any of these things that are kol shemimenu liishim, that are bebal taktiru, that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, al gabe akevesh, but you bring it onto the ramp of the mizbeach rather than onto the top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan chayev, Rabbi Elazar Potter. So Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev just like bringing it onto the top of the mizbeach itself, and Rabbi Elazar says no, you're potter. It's only an iser to bring on top of the mizbeach. Now the pashtus is that the limud over about bringing it onto the kevesh is about bringing it and burning it on the kevesh. Just like the Yisra on the Rosh HaMizbeach is not just about bringing on the Rosh HaMizbeach, it's being maktirit al Rosh HaMizbeach. However, Rabbeinu Gershom says no, the discussion in this brisa is about being mala below haktara, that is there an Yisra to just bring it onto the kevesh, which is a little bit difficult, because what kind of Yisra? There's no Yisra of being mala al Rosh HaMizbeach below haktara. Why would there be an Yisra of being mala ala kevesh below haktara? So the Chazon Yecheskel explains within the sheet of Rabbeinu Gershom that it must be that since the kevesh is not a place where we ever do akhtara, so the isra of halah is halah without akhtara. But the Rosh HaMizbeach is a place where we typically do akhtara, so the isra of that which you're not allowed to bring Rosh HaMizbeach is only be halah with akhtara on the Rosh HaMizbeach. However, the Chazon Yecheskel points out that Tosfos and Maseches Zvachim is mefurish, not like the Rabbeinu Gershom. He's mefurish that when we talk about this machlokas, about bringing on to the kevesh, it's about bringing onto the kevesh and being maktir on the kevesh. But be that as it may, there is this machlokas from Yochanan and Reb Lazar whether the isser of kol shemimenu liishim applies even onto the the kevesh of the mizbeach or only onto the rosh hamizbeach? So where does each one get their opinion? Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chayev, Rabbi Yochanan says you chayev even on the kevesh. Titanya, because the brisa darshins the hemshech of the pasuk from which we learn kol shemimenu liishim. The pasuk says korban reishis takrivosam lashem el mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichoach, that we darshin mizbeach ein li'el mizbeach. I would only know about the mizbeach kevesh minayin. How do I know even the ramp leading up to the mizbeach? Tamalomer ve'el hamizbeach lo ya'alu. So that implies even the kevesh of the mizbeach. How exactly does that imply even the kevesh of the mizbeach? So the chidushim amichas from the Rashba writes because it already said ishe lo saktiru. So when it says afterwards ve'el hamizbeach lo ya'alu, that's extra. So it must be marba, a new place, and it's therefore being marba the kevesh. Whereas the Yola Shlomo says that from the Gemara it sounds like it's from the word hamizbeach that we learn that the kevesh is included. For Rabbi Lazar, Amar Pater, my taima. Why does Rabbi Lazar think you're Pater for bringing onto the kevesh? Damar Krak, because the pasuk says saar udvash. It says kichol saar v'chol dvash lo saktir mimenu ishe la Hashem. So carbon reishis takrivo osam la Hashem el mizbech lo yal l'reich nichoch. So we darshin osam ud Rabbi Lach kevesh kamizbech avomid yachrin milo. It's only by the isra of saar udvash that we have a riboy to tell me that if you bring even onto the kevesh, you're in violation of bringing sa'ar and dvash onto the mizbeach. But anything else that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, like kol shem yimenu li'ishim, there is no extra chiddush anywhere that you're not allowed to bring onto the kevesh. Meaning that Rabbi Lazar says is, I agree that there's a riboy that includes kevesh for some of the things that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, but not for the kol shem yimenu li'ishim things, dafka for sa'ar and dvash. Meaning there are three separate sermons. There's nisr to bring sa'ar on the mizbeach, there's nisr to bring dvash on the mizbeach, and there's nisr to bring kol shem yimenu li'ishim on the mizbeach. How many of those things are you not allowed to bring on the kevesh? So Rabbi Yochanan would say, all of them. You're not allowed to bring any of those things on the kevesh. And Rabbi Lazar would say, no, you're not allowed to bring the sa'ar and dvash on the kevesh, but you are allowed to bring the kol shem yimenu li'ishim on the kevesh. Rabbi Yochanan, hayosam mai avadei. Now Rabbi Yochanan learns that it's not only sa'ar and dvash that you're not allowed to bring on the kevesh. What does he mimait from the word osam? Meaning, I know what Rabbi Lazar was mimait. Rabbi Lazar said, osam teaches me that only sa'ar and dvash, but not kol shem yimenu li'ishim. Rabbi Yochanan thinks you are chayiv for kol shem yimenu li'ishim even on the kevesh. What's he mimait from the word osam? So he uses osam for a different drasha. Mibayle lichetetanya. He uses it for what we learn in the following brisa. Yochl yehe yochid misnadev umevi kayotzi banadava. One might have thought that a person is allowed to bring the shtei alechem as in a dava, meaning the same type of carbon, the shtei alechem that the tzibur brings on Shavuos. I might think that an individual is allowed to decide to bring it as in a dava. V'korei ani ba motzus sechetishmar v'asisa. And I would say, yeah, that if a person is mechayiv himself to bring a carbon, so he's got to follow through on that commitment, and therefore it would be included in that would be if he is mechayiv himself to bring a shtei alechem. So Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says dafka by the shtei alechem korban reishis takrivu. So from the Lashon Rabbim we learn tzibur marti l'cha velo yachid, that it's only a tzibur that's allowed to bring it, but a yachid is not allowed to bring the shtei alechem. That the pasuk says by the shtei alechem it's korban reishis takrivu. The reason the shtei alechem is called reishis is because it's the first one that comes from the tvua chadasha of that year. It's the first korban mincha that you bring from the new grain. It's pasuk says ubiyom habikurim ba'krivchem mincha chadash al Hashem b'shvoseichem, that it's dafka biyom habikurim that we bring that from the new grains of that year. So yachid lo yehe yachid maybe. So I would still say okay, good. So yachid is not allowed to volunteer to bring shtei alechem sheinu maybe chavos ukeyotzei bo, because after all a yachid never has a chiyuv to bring anything like a shtei alechem. Maybe, but I might think that the tzibur could still bring a shtei alechem bin adava if communally they decide to use communal money and volunteer a shtei alechem at any point during the year that they could bring such a carbon tzibur bin adava shemevi chavas kiyotzeba, because after all the tzibur is shayich to shtei alechem because on Shavuos the tzibur actually does bring shtei alechem. So tamalomar osam, that's what we darshan from osam, that osam tells me that it's only the shtei shtei alechem that one is that the tzibur is mitzuvah to bring on shavuos. That's the only shtei alechem you bring. Otherwise, you don't bring shtei alechem in the dava. Umay yesh chalahavi shtei alechem in the sar bikurim in the dvash. And what do we generally bring from sar and dvash? That is a chiyuv, meaning when normally there's an isser to bring sar and dvash on the mizbech. Where is it that we ever bring sar and dvash as a chiyuv on the mizbech? So shtei alechem is sar because shtei alechem is chamet, so it has sar, and the bikurim is dvash because they're tamarim. Bikurim is from the seven peros that it's sold as praised with, and tamarim is one of them. So dvash is tamarim. So that's where we have a chiyuv to bring dvash on the mizbech. But except for those two cases of shtei alechem and sa'ar, and dvash and bikurim, you don't bring sa'ar and dvash on the mizbech. Now the Karen Aris struggles with the hava amina of the Gemara, that there's a hava amina that because there's a chiyuv to bring shtei alechem on Shavuos, that the tzibur is allowed to volunteer to decide to bring their own shtei alechem. Now it's difficult because the shtei alechem that you bring on Shavuos doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach. So how can we have a hava amina that we should bring our own shtei alechem and burn it on the mizbeach? And if the hava amina is not to burn on the mizbeach, the hava amina is just to make shtei alechem and eat it. In what way is that a nedava? What are we volunteering to do? See, shtei alechem came with the kifsei atzera, so there's a part of it that goes on the mizbeach. There's a part of it. So and we ate the shtei alechem, but what's the? So the Karen Aris doesn't understand the hava amina. He also asks that the tzibur only brings the shtei alechem with the kvasim, and the kvasim you're certainly not allowed to bring benedava. Tosfos writes that ein tzibur mevim shlamim nedava, that the tzibur is not allowed to bring a carbon shlamim as a nedava. So certainly they're not allowed to bring the kvasim as a nedava, and you can't bring shtei alechem without kvasim. So again, what exactly is the hava amina? So the second kasha Karen Aris says maybe is not so bad, because it could be that we're holding like the shita that we had back on Daf Memhei, that the lechem is bab b'fnei atzmo, that you could bring the shtei, if you don't have any kvasim, you can still bring the lechem b'fnei atzmo without the kvasim. Okay, but what the point is over here, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with osam? What does he mema'it? So what he's mema'it is that you cannot bring shtei lechem as a nidava, but he's not mema'it he's not mema'it kol shemimenu l'ishim from the Isser to bring on the Kevesh. So now the Gemara asks that from a Braisa that a Tzibur is allowed to bring Shtei Alechem bin Nedava. Shtei Alechem lo yukrivu Nedava? You're sure that a Shtei Alechem cannot be brought bin Nedava? Va'atanya, but we have a Braisa that says as follows, that im nemer kol sa'ar, if it only would have said kol sa'ar from the word kol, that there's an Isser being makthir a chati komets of sa'ar, lama nemer kol dvash. Why does it have to say kol dvash? It could have just said the word kol by sa'or, and I would learn hu adin by dvash. V'im nemar kol dvash, and if you can have the word kol by dvash, loma nemar kol sa'or. Why do you have to say the word kol by sa'or? So it's to tell me the following. Mipnei sheyesh b'sa'or masha'in b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash masha'in b'sa'or. Each one has its own chumrah, and its own kula, its own unique characteristics that I would not be able to learn one from the other. Namely, sa'or hutar michlala b'migdash. The Torah allows being maktir sa'or on the mizbeach in particular karbanos, as we're going to soon see, that there is a case where you're allowed to bring sa'or on the mizbeach, whereas dvash lohutar michlal b'migdash, there is no karban that has dvash, and therefore if we would have had a limud for the to teach me that you're not even allowed to bring a chatzi zayis of dvash, I would say yeah, because a chatzi zayis of dvash is so serious, we never have an exception to the isra of dvash, but sa'or is less chamur. We have exceptions to the Isra of Sa'ar, and therefore I would think that a Chatzi Zayis of Sa'ar is fine. Dvash hutar b'shiari minachos, because and on the flip side, dvash is hutar b'shiari minachos. Kohanim are allowed to take the shirayim of a korban mincha, which they're going to eat themselves. It's not going to be brought on the mizbech, and they're allowed to fry it in a honey in order to make it taste really good. Because the pasuk says the chana satim l'mashcha, and the gemara in chulin kuflam beis darshan the gedula. That they're allowed to eat the shiari mincha to make it taste delicious, so they could put the vash in shiari minachos. Sarlo hutar b'shiari minachos. You're not allowed to be machmitz the shiari minachos, so the shiraim of minachos cannot be chametz. There's no so in that sense, you see that the vash is more kal than sa'or. That so again, in one sense, sa'or is more kal than dvash because sa'or is hutar mechalal b'mikdash. In another sense, the vash is more kal than sa'or. sa'ar, because dvash is allowed in shirayim. Sa'ar is not allowed in shirayim. Habibrei sheyesh b'sar mashem d'dvash, sheyesh b'dvash mashem d'sar, hutzer klomer, kol sa'ar, hutzer klomer, kol dvash. And that's why I needed the word kol by each of them, because I could not have learned one from the other. So I have the word kol by each to tell me that even pachos mikashir, even less than what you would have, the amount that you would have naturally thought would be included in the isser, is still included in the isser of being makrav the mizbeach. So says Gemara, wait a second. There's one long way of bringing a raya that shtei alechem could be brought as a nedava. We haven't gotten to the raya yet, right? Meaning we're just quoting this price, and we're going to get there. So says the Gemara, sa'ar dehuter michal b'mikdash ma'nihu. When do we have this exception that you're allowed to bring sa'ar in the mikdash? Where do we ever have such a heter? So lav shtei alechem the craving nedava. Isn't it referring to bringing shtei alechem, which is chametz? It has sa'ar, and you're bringing it as a nedava, and that's what we're saying, that sa'ar has an exception in that if a person wants to bring, or a tzibur wants to bring shtei alechem as a nedava, they may do so. No, the Bryce is not saying that sa'ar is hutar michlolo by shtei alechem that's brought in a nedava, and it's not even talking about the shtei alechem themselves that are on the mizbeach, because they're not on the mizbeach. It's the kari v'imahem. It's the kvasim that are brought on Chag HaShavuos together with the shtei alechem that are brought on the mizbeach. And in that sense, we're saying that that's an exception. That's a hutar michlolo. That since the kvasim are considered part of the shtei alechem, so memela the allowance to bring the kvasim on the mizbeach is considered that it's a hutar michlolo. They bring chametz on the mizbeach. You're not bringing chametz on the mizbeach. Shtei alechem get eaten. They don't get burnt on the mizbeach. But the kivsei atzeres that go together with the shtei alechem, that goes on the mizbeach, and that's considered a hutar michlolo that you're bringing chametz on the mizbeach. But there's no way that you're not allowed to be menadiv shtei alechem and just bring it on the mizbeach. So says Mari Hachi, if that's what it means, the kari v'imahem bikurim nami. Well, then by bikurim there's tamarim that have dvash, and it's a davar akar of the mizbeach. So why does the Brisa say we never find dvash that's hutar michlolo the mizbeach? Bikurim is has tamarim and it's brought on the mizbeach. Ditnan hagozolos shal gabe asalin hayu olos vasalim shabiyadam nitan lo kohanim, that they would bring together with the bikurim, they would bring birds, and those were korbanos ola that were brought on the mizbeach. So if you're going to say that it's considered to be an exception to the rule that you're not allowed to bring such items on the mizbeach when the accompanying korban goes on the mizbeach, that by the shtei alechem, the fact that the accompanying kivsei atzeres are brought on the mizbeach is considered as if the shtei alechem themselves are on the mizbeach. Well, by bikurim also, by the isur of devash, by the isur of tamarim, granted the bikurim themselves aren't brought on the mizbeach, but the accompanying gozlos, the accompanying birds are brought on the mizbeach. So shouldn't that be considered hutar michlalo? So it says Gemara, no, hanu la'atar bikurim hudasu. The birds are not a critical part of the bikurim; they're just there to make it look nicer when they're bringing the bikurim. So we cannot consider that to be uhutar michlolo, that dvash is brought on the mizbeach. Rashi raises the question that in Maseches Bikurim, the Mishnah tells us in the second parak that Bikurim require a karban. So there is a karban that's brought bechova together with the Bikurim, and therefore we should say dvash is hutar michlolo because its accompanying karban is brought on the mizbeach. So Rashi says no. The Yerushalmi in the second parak of Bikurim says that the karban the Mishnah is referring to is a carbon shlamim, and that carbon doesn't have to be mamish right away together with the bikurim. You could bring it at a later date, and therefore it's not considered utam michlalo because it's not so bound up together with the bikurim themselves. So okay. So now says the Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Mei Rav Chista. Hamalu mi b'sar chatas ha'of al gabim mizbeach mahu. What if a person is makdir b'sar chatas ha'of on the mizbeach? Normally, the basar of chatas ha'of is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. So is that a violation of kol shemimenu liishim? Is bebal tatiru that any time you have a carbon, that part of the carbon goes on the mizbeach. So the part that doesn't go on the mizbeach, there's an isidor raisa to bring on the mizbeach. So is it kol shemenu liishim amrachmana that it's anything that part of it gets burnt on the mizbeach? Vahai ein mimenu liishim, but we are not makdir any part of the chatas ha'of on the mizbeach. It all goes to the kohanim except for the dam, and the dam doesn't get burnt. The dam is nizrak on the mizbeach, but it's not huktar on the mizbeach. So it's not mimenu liishim. It doesn't fit the qualifications of mimenu liishim. Adilma kol sheshmo korban, or maybe maybe anything that's called a korban is included in the iser, because the pasuk says lo saktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. That's where we learn kol shem menu l'Hashem. And then it says korban reishis. That maybe it's that phrase is telling me anything that's called a korban is included in that iser. Vayinam yishmo korban chatas ha'of is certainly called a korban, so maybe it's included in that iser. So amalei Rav Chista said to Rabbi Bar Chama kol shemo korban vayinam yishmo korban. You're right. It's not really about mimenu l'ishim. It's anything that is called a korban and is not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If you burn that on the mizbeach, you're chayv malchus. You violated this iser of kol shemenu l'ishim. So it's not really about mimenu l'ishim. It's about anything shmo korban. So kitanai, that shaila that Rami Bar Chama raised, is it about mimenu l'ishim or is it about shmo korban? Is in fact a machlokas tanaim that Rabbi Eliezer or kol shemenu l'ishim, Rabbi Kiva or kol shemo korban. Rabbi Eliezer says anything that's mimenu l'ishim. Rabbi Kiva says anything that's shmo korban. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's kol shemenu l'ishim, and Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it's kol sheshmo karban? So nafkamina is, Gemara's going to have two nafkaminas. Amar chista besar chatas ha'of ika benayu. The nafkamina between them is our case, is the shaila that Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista, the besar chatas ha'of. It's not mimenu l'ishim, because no part of the chatas ha'of gets burnt, but it is shmo karban. So that would be a classic nafkamina. Rav Amar log shemen shal metzora ika benayu. The nafkamina between them is if you take the log shemen shal metzora and you makter it on the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's not mimenu l'ishim, and therefore you're potter, because no part of it gets burnt on the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're chayiv, because it is shmo karban. Ditani Levi, because Levi taught a brisa that the pasuk says kol karbanam l'rabos log shemen shal metzora, to tell me that a log shemen shal metzora should be given to the kohanim, so that log is called a karban. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayiv for being malait on the mizbeach, because it is shemo karban. It is something that is considered to be a karban. Now, the Mikdash David says, okay, so we asked, what's the nafkamina between kol shemimenu l'ishim versus kol sheshemo karban? And we gave two answers, the besar chatas ha'of and the log shemen shel metzora. So asked the Mikdash David, I got a third one. How come the Gemara doesn't tell us nafkamina is if you're maktir the shtei alechem that are brought on their own without the kifsei atzeres? Let's say they couldn't find kifsei atzeres. Reb Kiva himself holds that back on Daf Mem Hey, that you can bring the lechem without the kvasim. So if you have just the lechem and no kifsei atzeres, so there's no mimenu l'ishim, there's no part of this that goes on the fire, but it is shmo karban. The shtei alechem is called a karban. So l'chora, that's the same machlokas. So whether you're chayiv on shmo karban or only on mimenu l'ishim, so Mikdash Tov leaves that as a kasha, that the Gemara l'chora could have given a third nafkamina, but the third nafkamina is an unusual case, meaning normally we only have shtei alechem. You bring along kivsei atzeres. The one year they couldn't find kivsei atzeres, they can't find any sheep. Okay, fine. So yes, Rabbi Akiva holds, then you would bring the lechem on its own, and then it would be subject to this machlokas. But so we don't bring that as a nafkamina, but a nachinami that could have potentially been a third nafkamina. Okay, so now the Gemara talks a little bit more about this iser that you're not allowed to be maktir sa'or nor dvash on the mizbeach. So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows. The Torah teaches us in Parshas VeYikra, Kol HaMincha SheTakriv LaHashem Lo Se'aseh Chametz, Ki Chol Sa'or VeChol Devash Lo Saktiru Mimenu Ishel LaHashem. Right, that's the pasuk in the Torah. No Sa'or and no Devash can be burnt on the Mizbeach. So Sa'or Bal Taktiru. Certainly, you bring Sa'or, it's an Isser of Bal Taktiru. Say in the Elakulo, I would only know from there that if you burn the full shear of Sa'or, Miksasa Minayin, how do I know that even if you bring less than the amount that you would think you'd be chayav for, that you're chayav for that as well? Tam Lomar, Kol. It says Kol Sa'or. That it sounds like even a smaller amount than you would have assumed. Eruva Minayin. How do I know that if you have Sa'or mixed in with matzah, where you don't even realize that it's there, that a taroves of Sa'or is going to be included in the Yisr? Tam Lomar, Ki Chol Sa'or, the pasuk says. So the Ki teaches me that a taroves as well. So my Ka'amar says, well, what does the Brisa mean that I would only know the shear of Sa'ar but not less than the shear? What's the shear? Who said anything about a shear of Sa'ar? So Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. What it means to say, we're going to have Abaye and Rava, and then we're going to have a difference between them. So Hachi Kamar, this is what the Tana means to say. Sa'ar Bal Taktiru. Ein Yela Kizayis. I would only know a Kizayis, because Abaye apparently holds that when you take a kmitza, that that could be as little as a kezayis, as one kezayis. Chatzi zayis minayin. How do I know that a chatzi zayis is also bebal takdiru? Tamalomar kol. That's what I get from kol a ruva minayin. Tamalomar kichol. So that's Abaye. That Abaye says the hava amina is that it's only a full kezayis of sa'ar that's included in the iser, because only what's included in the iser is what you would normally burn on the mizbech. What do you normally burn on the mizbech from a mincha? The kometz. And a kometz is a kezayis, is minimally a kezayis. Rava amar hachi kavar. No, it's not a kezayis. Sa'ar bal taktiru eini ela kometz. I would only know a full kometz. Chatzi kometz minayin. Half of a kometz, how do I know? Tamalomar kol. Eruv minayin, tamalomar kichol. So, what's Rava saying differently than Abaye? Abaye said also kometz. He just used the word kezayis because he assumes that a kometz is a kezayis. What does Rava assume is in a kometz that Rava is saying that something different than Abaye? So, Abaye is over yesh kometz pachos mishnei zesin. Abaye holds that sometimes a kometz could be as little as one kezayis, and therefore he's using from the word kol that yesh aktara pachusumi kezayis, that you could violate the isra of being maktir sa'ar if you're maktir less than a kezayis of sa'ar. Whereas Rava Amar, Ein kometz pachos mishnei zesim. You will never have a kmitza that's smaller than shnei zesim. It's not called a kometz. It's not a proper shir kometz unless you get shnei zesim in your three fingers. And ein aktara pachos mikazayis. And therefore, to violate this iser of being makdir sa'ar, it has to be a kazayis at least. Because yes, we have a drasha from kol that even less than the amount you would think, but it's not a kol shahu. It's just less than the amount you would think. The amount you would think is shnei zesim, because that's what you get in a kometz. So the word kol teaches me that that at least a kezayis you're going to be chayev on. But pachos from a kezayis, you're not going to be chayev at all. Now this is an interesting discussion when, for those who are interested in the topic of shiurim, of how large things are, which is a very relevant topic as we approach the Yom Tov of Pesach, because we know that we're supposed to eat a kezayis of matzah at different points in the Seder, maybe even two kezayis of matzah at certain points in the Seder. Well, how much is a kezayis? So they have all these different shittos. You can find charts that tell you if you, you have to eat like a ridiculous amounts of matzah in order to be yotzei a kezayis of matzah. So the Gemara over here says that so one of the data points in terms of figuring out how big a kezayis is that the Gemara says a kometz, which is three fingers full, fits, according to Rava, shnei kezayisim. It fits two kezayisim within a kometz. So in the Sefer Shiurei Torah, he says, since kometz of people nowadays fits very little, and people haven't gotten smaller, so you see that the shir kezayis is way smaller than you think it is. That the shir kezayis is very, very tiny. In the Sefer Shiurin Shel Torah, he says no. He says based on the size of people nowadays and the average hand, you cannot fit in three fingers even a shir beitza beinonis shel zmanenu, meaning even if you an average egg of today's size, and the shir kmitza is only three fingers full, and beis zesim is a beitza beinonis, right? The shir of beis zesim is supposed to be the average size of an egg, so it doesn't compute. So therefore, the Sefer Shiurin Shel Torah says that al korchach, you have to say that not all kohanim are allowed to take a kmitza, are allowed to do korban mincha. You need to have a very large kohen, meaning or a kohen with very large hands, who's able to fit a kibetza in his three fingers. So it's not going to be so easy to find kohanim. So in the Sefer Shirin Shel Tari says, Sahatenach bizmaneim, they must have had gigantic kohanim who were able to take a kometz from Menachos. But we daven every single day that the Beis HaMikdash should be returned. And he says, I look around, all the Yidden in Shul, I don't see anyone who's got hands big enough to hold kibetza. We're davening for a Beis HaMikdash. Who's going to be kometz or Menachos for us when we have a Beis HaMikdash? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and when it comes time for Geula, he's going to give us big Kohanim. So Khan, you're on. He's going to give us big Kohanim who are going to be able to bring Kometz with a full Kibetza, and that's going to be one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide for us, that Olo Yotosh Hashem Es Amo, Hashem is not going to abandon his nation, says the Sefer Shirin Shel Torah. So the Grach Noah says, it's very nice, but the Rambam and the Ravid have a whole Diyun whether Kohanim are allowed to drink wine bisman hazeh, because after all, the Beis Hamikdash might come at any moment, and they're going to be needed for avoda. So why don't we just say that all average size Kohanim are allowed to drink wine, because they're not going to be eligible anyway to bring a kometz. They're pasul l'kal avodos, because their hands are too small, and therefore they should drink yayin b'shofi and not worry about that at all. So elamai, no one's hands got smaller, and even bismaneinu Kohanim could take a kmitza, and the kazayis is smaller than you think a kazayis is. Right, that's the other possibility, that a kazayis is not as big as one thinks a kazayis is. The other discussion that was fascinating over here is that the Gemara tells us that a taruvus of dvash is also included. We said not only pachs mikshir, but a taruvus of sa'ar or dvash is also asked to bring on the mizbeach. Shitas Rambam is that the yayin that one uses for kiddush has to be yayin that's ra'ui for the mizbeach, and that includes yayin that has any sa'ar or dvash mixed in is going to be usher to use for kiddush because it's not royal and asech on the mizbeach. Even a taruvus of dvash is usher on the mizbeach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Peruk Chavtes in Hilchos Kiddush ein mekachin el al yayin a royal and asech al gam mizbeach lefichach im nisariv bo dvash o sa'ar afilu ketipa sachardol bechavis gedola ein mekachin love even the tiniest amount kachon amor mechalamarev v'yesh mi shemati lekadish love v'lomar shalom nemar yayin a royal and asech al mizbeach. He says that others say that no, the only thing we disqualify for Kiddush is spoiled wine or wine that was Megula or wine that is Mevushal. But wine with sugar added is okay. But he says, I think that even wine with sugar added is not okay. It happens in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, even Mevushal is yes okay, right? That you're allowed to use, you're not supposed to use spoiled wine, but even Mevushal is okay. But those who want to be Yotzei Shitas Rambam get wine that not only is not Mavushal, but wine that has no additives whatsoever, no added sugar. So there's a whole discussion in the Achronim, is dvash and sugar the same thing? Maybe no added dvash, but maybe sugar is different. Is it any sweetener? So there's a lot of marmakomos on that topic. The Achronim discuss whether sugar is the same. The Prima Gadim writes that there are those that put mei dvash in yayin in order to be mematek the yayin, to sweeten it, or they put sugar in the yayin, and according to the Rambam, that's a problem. Mishnah Berurah quotes that Prima Gadim, but it's really Machlokas Rishonim in when the Torah says that you're not allowed to bring dvash on the Mizbeach, does that mean kol mine metika? Rashi on Chumash writes kol metikas pri koroi dvash, and Rashi writes the same in Masech HaShavuos Daf Yud Beis, that any metikas pri is called dvash. Tosa says similarly. The Ibn Ezra on Chumash says dvash means dvash tamarim, and that's it. It's dvash tamarim. It's nothing else. So there's a Chuvas HaRadvaz who discusses whether Shitas HaRambam is only dvash tamarim that you're not allowed to add, or any sweetener that one is not allowed to add. I don't know if you're allowed to bring a raya like this, but they bring a raya from Mor Nevuchim where the Rambam gives the reason that you're not allowed to have sweetened wine on the Mizbeach, and it sounds like it's about sweetened wine, that it's not only about dvash tamarim, it's dafka about sweetened things. Okay, that's the other halachic topic that comes up over here in this daf. Now, weiter. Itmar, hamalim yisa'oru midvash al gabi mizbeach. If a person brings on the mizbeach, not only sa'or, but also dvash, both of them together, mixed together. So, Amar Rava, how many malkias do you get for that? There's an isser to bring sa'or, there's an isser to bring dvash. And we said that the isser is even a taroves with sa'or, even a taroves with dvash. So, how many malkias does one get? So, Amar Rava, loka mishum sa'or. You get a malchus, first of all, for bringing sa'ar. It says sa'ar lo saktiru. Velo kemishum dvash. Second, you get malchus for bringing dvash. It says dvash lo saktiru. And lo kemishum eruve sa'ar. You also get malchus for bringing a taroves of sa'ar, because here you have sa'ar mixed in with something else. And umishum eruve dvash. And you also get malchus for bringing a taroves with dvash. So therefore, you get four malchios for bringing this taroves of sa'ar and dvash. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Tosa says, I don't understand. Why would you get malchus for sa'or and for dvash? There, it's a taroves. You never brought sa'or be'en, nor dvash be'en. The whole case is that you brought a taroves of sa'or and dvash. So you should only get malchus for two malchus, one for taroves sa'or, one for taroves dvash, but not for bringing bring them Be'en. So Nagos of Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horovitz in the back of the Gemara, he answers that since those things that are brought on the Mizbeach are not Mevatlam Ze'ezeh, so it's as if it's not a Tarovis also, meaning it's both a Tarovis and not a Tarovis at the same time, because it's not a typical Tarovis where one could overpower the other, where one could be Mevatl the other. So you're chayiv for bringing Sa'or Be'en, you're chayiv for bringing Dvash Be'en, you're chayiv for bringing Sa'or B'Tarovis and Dvash B'Tarovis. Tosus, however, disagrees with Rashi, and he says, no, we're talking about a case where you brought Sa'or separately, Dvash separately, and a Tarovis of Sa'or and Dvash. And you brought all three of those things, Bebasachas. So that's where you get four Malkios. For the Sa'or and the Dvash that are not mixed together, you get two of the Malkios. And for the mixture of the two of them, you get two more Malkios for the Tarovis of each. So that is Rava. Abaye Omar Ein Lokin Alav Shebechlolos. Abaye says, no, you don't get Malkos on Alav Shebechlolos. And over here, Kol Sa'or Lo Saktiru includes two Isurim, the Isra of Hakta Sa'ar and the Yisra of Haktara of Tarovis Sa'ar. Called Dvash Lo Saktiru includes two Isurim, the Yisra of being Maktir Dvash and the Yisra of Haktaras Tarovis Dvash. So this is an example of a Lav Shebechlolos. Lav Shebechlolos means that when you have one pasuk that teaches me multiple Isurim, and Abaye holds that you don't get Malkus on a Lav Shebechlolos. Now over here in Menachos and in Psach Mem Aleph and in B'Metzia Kuftes Vav, the Girsa is that Abaye holds that you don't get Malkus on Lav Shebechlolos. In Nazir Daf Lamed Ches, when it comes to the Yisra of Zag V'Chartzan, all the different parts of the grape, it says the opposite, that Abaye holds, yes, Malkus on Lav Shebechlolos, and Rava says no Malkus on Lav Shebechlolos. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Shorash HaTshi'i and other Rishonim are gores in our Sugya the way we have it in Nazir and in all the Sugyas. They make all the Sugyas conform to Nazir, that Rav is the one that holds that Ein Lokin Alav Shebechlolos. Abaye holds, yes, Lokin Alav Shebechlolos. Tosos HaRash, however, says the opposite, that we should make Nazir adjust to fit all the other sugyas. That Nazir should be the one that has to adjust to everything else in Shas, and our sugya is correct. That Abaye is the one that says that Ein Lokin Alav Shebechlolos. So be that as it may, but this is a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. Whether you get Malkus on Lav Shebechlolos, classic example of Lav Shebechlolos is Losochal al Adam, that the Gemara is like four or five different Isurim that we learn from Losochal al Adam. So do you get Malkus for eating before davening, for example, is one of the Isurim that we learn from Losochal al Adam. So do you get Malkus for this? Do you get Malkus for being Maktir, Sa'ar, or Dvash on the Mizbeach? If the Isur of Sa'ar includes not only Sa'ar Ben, but also Sa'ar Betarovis, and the Isur of Dvash includes not only Dvash Ben, but also Dvash Betarovis. So you get Amri. So then there's a further machlokas. When Abaye says you don't get Malkus on Lav Shebechlolos, what does he mean by that? Does he mean that you don't get Malkus at all for a Lav Shebechlolos? Or does he mean that you're not going to get a Malkus for each of the Isurim included in the Lav Shebechlolos, but for the big one you will? For the major Isur, you will. So Ikadami Chodami Alaki. Some say that what Abaye means is you don't get two Malkus on Lav Shebechlolos, but you do get one Malkus on both Isurim. So over here, you get if you brought Sa'ar and Dvash mixed together, you'll still get two Malkios, one for the Sa'ar and Ve'eruvo, and one for the Dvash Ve'eruvo, meaning you don't get two for Sa'ar plus Eruvo, and then two more for Dvash plus Eruvo, because Sa'ar plus Eruvo is a Lav Shebechlolos, so you get one Malkus for violating both of those things, and Dvash plus Eruvo is another Lav Shebechlolos, so you get one Malkus for both of those. So that's one version of Abaye. But V'ikadamri Chadanami Laki. But the other opinion is that even one, Chadanami Lo Laki rather, that there's no Malkus whatsoever for Lav Shebechlolos. You don't even get one Malkus. Because this lav is not like lav de chasima. The lav de chasima of losachsum sharbedisho is only meant is targeted toward one maisa iser. So therefore, I learned that anything that's not dumy, that's how I know lav shein ba maisa, and all the other rules of when you don't get malchus is learned from lav de chasima. So just like the lav de chasima targets one particular iser, so too only lav that target one particular iser are included in the in the Chiyuv Malkus. But otherwise, there would be no Chiyuv Malkus. The reason you don't get, the Yireim writes, the reason you don't get a Malkus for a Lav Shebechlalos is because it's an indication that it's not such a serious Lav. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't feel that this Isser was worthwhile designating its own Pasuk for the Isser, then that must be an indication that it's not quite as serious a Lav, and therefore it doesn't warrant its own Malkus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everybody.